Elon Musk's Twitter ends ban on misgendering. By Alim Bokhari on April 20, 2023. Twitter appears to have removed its ban on using the former names of transgender people. Called deadnaming by transgender activists, it was banned in the pre-Musk era, when Twitter's woke censorship regime was at its height. The former policy, which has now been removed, banned targeted misgendering or deadnaming of transgender individuals. It came amid a wider rollback of Twitter's censorship policies, including the greater use of labeling versus outright removal of hateful tweets. But it was the removal of the deadnaming policy that led to howls of outrage from the woke left. The president of the leftist LGBT advocacy group GLAAD said it was the latest example of just how unsafe the company is for users and advertisers alike. The reference to advertisers is another sign that the left's long-standing tactic of using the threat of reduced ad revenue to pressure social media companies for censorship. While it was in force, Twitter's ban on misgendering led to some high-profile acts of censorship. 1. A permanent ban of Canadian feminist and blogger Megan Murphy led to a lawsuit against Twitter over censorship. Murphy was banned for referring to Jessica Yaniv, the infamous Canadian trans activist and troll, by his real name of Jonathan. The prominent anti-woke psychologist and author Jordan Peterson also faced a lengthy ban from Twitter last year after he referred to Hollywood celebrity Elliot Page by her real name of Ellen. "I committed the fatal crime of what has come to be known in the appalling censorial terminology of the insane activists as deadnaming, which is the act of referring to someone who has transitioned, another hated piece of jargon and slogan, by the name and by the inference, by the gender, really the sex, that everyone knew them by previously, and in the case of Ellen / Elliot that millions of people recognized and knew," explained Peterson after the ban. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.